It's a really cold tonight. I'm glad I've got you here to keep me warm. And we got some cider with us. That's nice. It's really, really hot. I don't know why they gave it to us this hot. I can't drink this. I'm gonna have to wait for it to cool down. Yeah, I practically had to drag you out here. Yeah, you know, it's that time of year, so I wanted to go out and see some Christmas lights. Yeah, this place wasn't too far away, and they set up kind of a walking path with a bunch of lights on it, and, you know, it might be nice to spend some time together. Spend some time together out of the house. I know. Yeah. This is nice. I know. Growing up, I used to go to something like this every year. But it was a little bit different. The one that my grandparents used to take me to. It was like a drive-through Christmas light thing. And I remember, you know, it'd take half an hour to get there, and the traffic would be backed up for miles sometimes. So it'd take like half an hour to get out there, and then we'd have to wait like an hour for a turn to go through, you know, like a 15-minute light show. I always look forward to that when I was a kid. It's a fun little thing that we used to do every year. Honestly, this display they have up here is a lot nicer than the one that I used to go to as a kid. And they've got like concessions here, and you can like walk around, so it's nice. I mean, most importantly, this one's way better than the one I had as a kid, because you're here. Yeah. Oh, it's just nice to get away from everything, and I don't know. It's just, this is a good change of pace. You know, December, it's just 1 month out of the year, but I try to get as much out of this as I can. Yeah, we got Christmas coming up in a little bit, and then New Year's. Got so much stuff planned. This is nice, though. It's all laid back, and we can just walk down this path at our own pace. Go through it as many times as we want. And I am sorry about this. We're gonna have to walk through it a few times. This cider was kind of expensive, and I do want to drink it. Gotta wait for that to cool down. No, seriously, it's so hot. Do you remember that, like, McDonald's lawsuit? What was it, like, the early 2000s? People made a lot of jokes about that, like, oh, you spill your cup of coffee, and then you make millions of dollars off a frivolous lawsuit. Did you know that, like, that old lady that spilled the coffee on her lap, the coffee was so hot that it gave her, like, third-degree burns on, like, her groin. Like, it was really, really bad, and she was an old woman, so when it happened, she couldn't, like, get up fast enough to, like, you know, stop that from happening, and she had to be hospitalized for that. You know, she was an old, frail woman, and that coffee was so hot that it just, like, burned right through her skin. And during the court proceedings, she didn't survive long enough to see her family, like, win the case. Like, she died, and the main reason she died was probably because of that coffee. Because the burns were so severe. Yeah. Sorry, that's like a weird thing to talk about. The cider was really hot and it reminded me of the McDonald's lawsuit thing. Yeah, it's really interesting. I think it's so crazy that so many people got so worked up about it. They got so angry, like, oh, I can't believe it. But like, the reality of it is this poor old woman basically got, you know, like, maimed and eventually died because the coffee was too hot. And I don't know. The people back then could have very easily looked up, you know, information on it. A lot of it was public. It just... I'm sorry. we can talk about something else. We can talk about something else. What kind of... You know what? Let's say, what kind of games have you been playing recently? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. There was that Cyber Monday thing. You were working on some PC upgrades or something, right? Yeah. So what have you been playing in your downtime? Really? Well, it sounds to me like you didn't even need those new parts. Just playing the same old stuff you always do. Just fooling around with you. I know I'm kind of the same way. Most of what I play is, you know, really old stuff. Yeah. Like, I play a lot of TF2, and that game's, what, like, 16 years old now. Play a lot of RuneScape, and, you know, that's an old game. I get it. You know. Just because something's old doesn't mean it's bad. I mean, look at us. We're getting a little bit older. Yeah, we're not quite as young as we used to be. Well, you know, there's like good and bad things that come with that. More responsibilities, but, you know, you got more experience, so you know how to handle them, I guess. Yeah, and you get to meet a bunch of new people as you get older. Uh-huh, like how I met you. Yeah. Eventually, you get to meet someone really cool. And then you get to get really old together. Yeah. That's like a really good thought, you know? You, like, find someone, let's say someone that looks kind of like you, kind of acts like you, and then you hold them really close for a really long time. Mm-hmm. You're so cute. Oh, yeah. I know I've been saying it a bunch recently, but I appreciate you. You mean a lot to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The lights are very pretty. Uh-huh. And it's really quiet tonight. There's not many people out here. It's just us. I mean, I don't mind the privacy. I know both of us are a little weird. Yeah. Aw, what do you mean? Of course we're a little weird. Do you want me to bring up, like, specific examples? Because I will. No, it's not a bad thing. I like you because you are the way you are. You're interesting, you know? I think you have a uniqueness about you. Mm-hmm. You got, like, qualities that I don't think I could find in another person. Yeah, and I think, you know, we like, complement each other really well. Yeah. Yeah. I think the cider is almost cool enough to drink. Let's just enjoy the rest of our time here at the Christmas lights and finish our cider. We can go home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got so many more bad Christmas movies to watch.